What up, Raider Nation? We finally got the QB. We went ahead in our draft, and it is what we expected at the number one pick, of course, Fernando Mendoza. Nobody was surprised there. Everybody was excited to hear his name get called. And, man, it's been, 22 years of quarterback lists that keep going. Out of 22 years, I think only three quarterbacks have made the playoffs, bro. Carson Palmer being one of those three. So, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
And, of course, we can't ignore the fact that the last time they drafted number one overall was a quarterback, Jamarcus Russell. And that didn't go well. But there is a big differences here between that system then and the system now and the mindset that this team is bringing here with Fernando Mendoza. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the rest of the draft. So what a surprise that was to see a cornerback at number 36. And then, actually, they drafted back in order to get Stoops. And then later on, getting another safety, which is a buddy of Stoops. And, the list goes on and on. And then you can't ignore that 4-3 in the sixth round that we picked up Malik Benson there. So let's talk about the draft, bro. What did you think? What was your surprise? What surprised you?
I mean, I guess the biggest surprise is we kept hearing all, before the draft was coming up, like, oh, the Raiders are going to use the second round pick to help, their quarterback. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, when it came to our turn to get there, I was just like, okay, well, I do see that, that defensive tackle there. It's like, maybe we're going to get him. Mm-hmm. And then we traded back, and then the Texans got him. I was like, oh, okay. Like, what are we going to do? I also thought maybe they might trade up to try to get the receiver, like Omar Cooper Jr. for Mendoza. Yeah. I was like, maybe that was a possibility. But then, when they got traded Sticks, I would be honest. I was like, I think I was against it. I was like, no way, because they told me how old he was. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want an older rookie and stuff like that. Yeah. But then, everybody, like all the professionals, stats people are like, oh my God, this is a steal. This is the best safety. Well, they were saying that he's arguably the best safety with Caleb Downs and stuff like that. Yeah. You're saying some people have him 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's pretty interesting. So I was, after a while, I went over it. I was dragged in, and then I started seeing his interviews, the way he talks. I was like, okay, I feel more comfortable with him. And then as soon as we got Dalton Johnson, his partner, man, he was excited. He was like, the first, I love what he said. He's like, I don't even need to talk to him. I just need to look at him, and we're on the same page. And I was like, that's amazing for a defense. For your two backs can do that. Like, I was amazed. And then the Kieran Crawford, I've been hearing a lot of good things about him. It's kind of might be one of the reasons why we got rid of Snowden, is because, they felt comfortable with Crawford. He's an engine guy, motor guy, so that's perfect for Max. Then we got that center. That center is the one that threw me off the most, Trey Zun the third. Reading more, they said that he's played all three positions. He's played tackle, he's guard, and center. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, then that's perfect. We just move him up and down the line. It gives us a lot more versatility. And then Mike Washington Jr., the running back, that's going to be awesome. Yeah. 1-2 punch with Ashton Jeanty, bro. I was excited when we got him. I was like, okay, cool. Because I saw Keon Black went early with the Niners, and I was like, whoa, okay. So we missed out on that. A lot of people about Masses, the corner that we got in fifth, they were saying that was a steal.
Yeah.
And then Malik Benson. I mean, I think the whole time we were sitting there like, when are we going to get a receiver? 3, 4, 5, and all these names were coming off. Yeah. And then Zachary Branch was off. I was like, oh, my God, it was crazy. But my favorite pick is round four, pick 101, Jermaine McCoy. Bro, if he comes back healthy, we literally got a top five pick corner in the fourth round. Obviously, he has to be healthy. He doesn't have to have that regenerative knee issue. But if it's cool, bro, we have a steal. Our defense can be nasty. nasty.
That's true.
So I was excited for that one because I was, you know, they were just like, oh, he's going to fall. I was like, yeah, it's an elite corner. I was like, maybe the Raiders won't get him because of the injury, you know, stuff
like exactly.
That. And they were like, round four. Yeah. They're like, round four, we'll take a risk.
Well, like, you're basically getting him for free at the same time from what I'm hearing, right? You're not paying the man as much. And then, of course, there is that high risk. I'm surprised. I mean, that he didn't go sooner. I mean, to anybody to take a chance. And then, of course, now you're hearing news that he's able to play and that, you know, there's no real concerns for a surgery right away, et cetera. And exactly, maybe they'll write, I don't know, but it would be nice to see this guy play and see what he can do, bro.
It'd be awesome.
Supposed to be in the first round, gone.
Like, yeah, you know, like top five. Yeah. You're like, not even first round, just top five. Like, that's crazy. So, and the way he came in too, he's like, whatever they want me to do, if the Raiders want me to get surgery now, I'll go get it. You know, they want me to play, they want me to try it out, whatever they want, I'm down for it. I'm just like, yes, that's a dude that's hungry. That's a dude with a chip on his shoulder too. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if we can get elite quarterback, elite fucking corner, you know, a really great backup running back, and two safeties that play and live
and
with
those
each
players,
other. And a 4-3 Benson.
And those players that aren't ready to start, they have a theme here, I think. They have a theme of versatility, right?
Yeah.
They have, like, the Crawford, you know, you mentioned. He's young, but he developed fast. And then you have the DT in the seventh round. He's also
Brandon Cleveland.
He's also very versatile. And Zoom, the same thing, right? He came in center, but also did guard, and I think he's going to be a guard. But
I think so too.
Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen. The theme is that everybody's versatile. Everybody can play different positions. There's no like one man for that job. And of course, you know, as recently as like a week ago, I heard Crosby could still be on the trade block, but you know, so I don't think so if they get this young player, Crawford,
right. Yeah.
So I think that's going to,
I think
that's what they're going to use him for. So
And I think with Snowden gone makes it a little less, because if they knew that, you know, what's his name was still in the trade block, or, you know, they would have kept Snowden a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, who knows? You know, who knows? Maybe, I mean, look, the team is looking good. Like the way we built this team, the draft picks, like, you know, it looks good. And from everybody I've been hearing, the ratings that we've been given, that a lot of people have given us A to A plus. You know, I think the lowest I've ever seen was like an A minus for our draft.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, this is probably the most complete team we've got to see them play, but it's like the most complete team we've had in a long time. And, you know, we finally drafted correctly. Now you're seeing his image and how he has this draft compared to like last year's draft.
Yeah, exactly. There's more of a theme to it and all this other shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And so back again to what they wanted to do with the number one pick, and that is Mendoza. And like I was telling you, bro, in the stats, okay, there's been since Plunkett, okay, because this is I'm going to say that because the last Latino quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Since Plunkett, there's been 30 quarterbacks for the Raiders, right? Five of those go to the playoffs. One Super Bowl reached, Rich Gannon, right?
Rich Gannon. Oh, Gannon.
And then playoff wins since the Plunkett era has been three quarterbacks that have done that, right? The worst time that the Raiders have had quarterbacks was from 2004 to 2013. Collins, Russell, Campbell, Gronkowski, Fryer, Pryor, Flynn, Boyler, Manuel, Flynn. Oh, shit. Oh my God.
Dang.
But anyways, I digress. Now we got this guy,
Russell.
Bro. Now we got this guy, Mendoza, bro. I mean, like, and not only that, but, like, the organization is preparing this kid for what's coming, bro. It's not just, you know what I'm saying? Come in here, we're going to take our chances because you won 16 games. And overall, I think we all like Mendoza because you've seen him progress as well, right? I mean, the comments that you had haters talking about that he wasn't looking like a quarterback, NFL quarterback, but now, you know, but the comments were supposedly made when Mendoza was at Cal, so you can't really say that it was criticism now, right? I mean,
I mean, what that tells me is if that was a criticism at that point, and from here, where he got to, that means he potential just keeps going. He reaches his potentials and keeps going. Mm-hmm. So that's what it tells me. Like, you know, if they're saying that he was that bad, that means whatever he did, mm-hmm. he fixed it and got way, way better. So that's good to hear. So they can hate all they want as long as, you know, that man's putting in the work. Mm-hmm. So I love it. And he's a different mentality. Yeah. Like, you know, he's going to work, you know, and I don't see how this is not going to go that way with Tom Brady in the building. Like, Tom Brady is going to have him under his arms. Like, bro, this is what we need to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jamarcus Russell had, what's his name?
Codeine Russell.
He had that too, but he also had Lane Kiffin as a coach. So, I mean, you know, it was a mesh of people that were learning as they went along. I don't think anybody had a grasp of some sort of leadership at that time for the Raiders. So why I see a big difference. So. That's my take on that. I'm excited for Mendoza, bro. I'm excited. Hearing him talk Spanish is nails to a chalkboard for me, but.
You're like, all right, gringo.
You know, but I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, he represents it. He's got the last name. You know, he's got Latin heritage, and I'm excited to see him on the Raiders uniform. And the Raiders uniform at the Raiders team, bro. I'm excited to see what he can do. And I think, he may sit this year. I'm okay with that.
Right. Yeah, because if he sits this year, that means Kirk Cousins has been playing really good. Mm-hmm. And that probably means we're either fighting for the playoffs or we're right there. Because I just don't see us completely out of the playoffs and they're like, oh, let's just keep playing Kirk Cousins. Yeah. It's like, nah, let's put our guy in. Let's make it work. So, I'm excited. I'm excited how he's going to be with Malik Benson.
Yeah.
Mike Washington knows how to catch out the backfield, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty solid team. And, you know, we still got to see last year's stuff.
Exactly.
You know, we still got to see Thornton. We still got to see Besh. You know, we still – if Pete was an issue with the offense, then, you know, we got to give those guys a chance to see what it is, which makes sense why they only got one receiver.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, all right. You know, and I was so surprised they didn't get no, like, backup tight end as well. But, you know – I guess there's a plethora of tight ends that are still free agents. Yeah. If you're gonna get somebody a third or fourth, you know, tight end, get some guy that's experienced so he doesn't need like to be in every play to get better. He's just a veteran, like, oh, it's my time, boom, 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 boom. Get in, get out. So I'm excited.
Same here, excited. Bro.
It's what I like is that none of these guys are in our
It was a complete or mock draft. No. I mean, well, we listen to whatever ESPN gives us, right? Who's the top coming out in the first few rounds? But you know, these guys are evaluating talent, right? And not only that, but like I said, they're looking at look at the theme, right? They're versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the cornerback from Cal? I forgot it. Him.
Ezekiel Masas. Yeah. That's what I was telling you that everybody was like, "That's a steal."
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, "Okay."
Ezekiel
Masas. I was like, "Let's do it."
Yeah.
So, Masas as a steal, Jermon McCoy in the other side.
Exactly.
And then Stoops can play slot. And can't say we need to use him for the run, and he can play safety. So, yeah.
There's a plan in place, everybody.
There's
a plan in place. So, you got to believe this season, and I hope we're definitely better than 4-13. Like and subscribe.
Hopefully.
Leave a comment. Rate a personnel.
Raiders. Yeah. See you next week.
Get this podcast at everywhere you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
Spotify. Spotify, Raider Nation. Get on it.
Raiders.